Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Radio Network News Desk, live from the Dothan Farm and Ranch south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by Cooking with the King Dude Meat Rubs. Try a bag of Beast and Butt Rub for pork and Acadiana Steak Rub and Seasoning. A taste of Louisiana for American beef. Our rubs feature competition quality with home-cooked convenience and are created by Mike Church. Available at mikechurch.com/rubs. Here's what to listen for this hour. Georgia judge dismisses six charges in Trump election case. Pentagon alerted to potential maritime mass migration from Haiti amid Caribbean nation spiraling conflict. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he'll send boats to intercept illegals. Five unusual foods eaten during Lent from around the world. Fulton County Superior Judge Scott McAfee on March 13th ruled on several demurrers in the case against President Donald Trump and 14 co-defendants, striking six counts from the 41-count indictment against them. The demurrers, or formal challenges to pleadings by the prosecution, were brought by President Trump, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and attorneys John Eastman, Ray Smith III, Robert Cheley, and Rudy Giuliani. The Department of Defense has been alerted to a potential maritime mass migration from Haiti that poses serious security concerns for South Florida. Representative Carlos Jimenez, who serves on the Homeland Security and Armed Services Committees, as well as on the new Select Committee on China, reacted to concerns in a statement to Fox News Digital. Six U.S. embassies have been evacuated under Joe Biden's disastrous foreign policy, with Haiti being the latest. Over 10 million people have crossed the border illegally over the past 4 years. Now we have yet another migrant crisis at our doorstep due to this administration's lack of a strategic vision for our hemisphere, he said. Miami-Dade County boasts one of the largest Haitian-American communities in the nation. Our residents want concrete actions and a Haitian-led solution to this humanitarian crisis that restores democracy, safety, and security to the island. These criminal gangs that are terrorizing the Haitian people must be stopped at all costs. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday he's sending over 250 additional soldiers and officers, as well as aircraft and boats, to protect the state from vessels carrying illegal immigrants from Haiti. Powerful gangs have burned police stations and attacked the main airport, and the country is really in a bad way. We need to be praying for them. Our quote of the day, love the poor tenderly, regarding them as your masters and yourselves as their servants. St. John of God. And coming up, our saint of the day. You're listening to Crusade Radio Network News.
We've all heard the cliche, that's your bread and butter, meaning this is what you've gotten so good at and it's so important you can literally do it in your sleep or blindfolded. Well, that's what my Beast and Butt Rub is becoming to hundreds of American families, their go-to bread and butter seasonal. Try it and I guarantee it will become your family's favorite too. Use it on veggies, eggs, popcorn, chicken, and yep, pork ribs and butts. Pick up a bottle or six today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Saint of the day is Saint Leander of Seville. The next time you recite the Nicene Creed at Mass, think of today's saint, for it was Leander of Seville who, as bishop, introduced the practice in the 6th century. He saw it as a way to help reinforce the faith of his people and as an antidote against the heresy of Arianism, which denied the divinity of Christ. By the end of his life, Leander had helped Christianity flourish in Spain at a time of political and religious upheaval. Leander's own family were staunch Christians. His brothers Isidore and Fulgentius were named bishops, and their sister Florentina became an abbess. Leander entered a monastery as a young man and spent 3 years in prayer and study. At the end of the tranquil period, he was made bishop. For the rest of his life, he worked strenuously to fight against heresy. The death of the anti-Christian king in 586 helped Leander's cause. He and the new king worked hand in hand to restore orthodoxy and a renewed sense of morality. Leander succeeded in persuading many Arian bishops to change their loyalties. He died around 600, and in Spain, he's honored as Doctor of the Church. According to Fox News, Catholics around the world have come up with some interesting alternatives for meat during the Lenten season. Meat defined, as you know, as the flesh and meat of mammals and fowl, meaning that broth, lard, and other byproducts don't count. Neither does butter, gelatin, cheese, and eggs, or fish. But here are some unusual examples of food that have been eaten during the period of Lent, and in some cases are still eaten. Number one, alligator. Number two, beaver. Number 3, iguana. 4, muskrat. And 5, puffin. Which, this was after a group of Benedictine monks from northern France were reported to have served puffin during Lent. I don't think I could do that. They're too cute. And the others, no thank you. Stay tuned to the Crusade Radio Network with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Radio Network, seeking news and finding truth.